I feel like having you all go on too. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. That was just, and it was just so powerful. The joy and spirit, it just gets magnified. And I know that's because you're faithful and you're singing out of sincerity and you're passionate about your love for the Lord. And I thank you so very much for that. Very much. Very, very much. So seeing how our attendance is down, the positivity rate is down, I'm going to take my mask down as I preach, and then I'll put it back up when I'm done preaching. So tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Some people, I understand, are annoyed by it. Some people feel pressured by it. But I don't think it has to be about romantic love. I think it's just a way for people to be able to show some love and show some care. And frankly, the world needs some love and care right now. It needs as many people as it can get to show some love and care. So I think, I know one day is not enough, but at least it's a start. And if we don't start beginning, it's just going to continue to get worse. And so I think we can start showing some kindness and start showing some respect and just some simple courtesy. So I'm all in on anything that will do that. You know, still it is a mystery to me sometimes how you notice when people get into a relationship, when they first start the relationship and they're courting each other and they're flirting with each other and they got that little banter going. But then sometimes you see it, sometimes they get into it and once they're in the relationship, then all of a sudden they just start ignoring it. And they find it a bore and a chore and all that type of stuff. And they don't really try to maintain. And then they wanted to know why the relationship withers and dies. Again, it's not about a special day. It's about finding special ways to celebrate, to surprise, to just show appreciation for those who mean so much to us and bring so much meaning in our lives. And it's about being thankful and celebrating a connection. And I'm bringing that up because originally my sermon title was, How is Your Christmas Tree Doing? And I was going to talk about how we, you know, buy live trees that are really dead. And then they die even more after we buy them. And because why? Because they're not connected. We understand that they're not connected and they're not really connected to a source of life. And I was going to talk about how this was our very first year to go artificial. So frankly, our Christmas tree should be doing quite well, all boxed up and in an attic. You know, until we need it again. And I think sometimes we do that in our relationships. We box them up and only get them out when we need them, when we want something. And the idea is to be the importance of being connected. Christmas trees die because they are connected, are not connected. Love can die if we don't keep that connection, not just the romantic kind, but with our children, with our family, with our friends. Sometimes we even do that with God. This psalm is about keeping our relationship with God alive and well by keeping our connection strong. Now, George, I know every time I went back there today, you asked me about football. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. That's true. But I have to be honest. I have to confess. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to play in the Super Bowl as a football player. I'm not a prophet, but I'm not sensing that that's ever going to get to happen. So instead, because I understand the halftime show's about hip hop and rap this year, so instead I've been working on a halftime routine. Because that way, if they hear me, it's not too late. They could fly me to LA and I could do it live. It could happen. So anyways, here's my rap. Okay. Now this is a psalm about us being trees, about our roots and connectability, about two paths, but not like frost, because if you choose wrong, you'll end up lost. The path we take is not about rules. It's about feeling the force in the way that we choose. As Yoda would say, the force gives us life. It helps us grow and sustains us in strife. God is our source and we are blessed. Connected to Him brings out our best. We feel strong and we find delight all through the day and all through the night. So plant your roots deep in the Word of God and your life will be full of joy and love. You won't wither and die in vain because our lives are full when we're connected with Him. There you go. Thank you so much for not clapping while I was trying to do it, because I saw you on Lorraine's song and you guys were not always on the right button, so I appreciate that. Sometimes we just seem to forget the source, the importance of staying connected. We keep love alive by paying attention. We can't take it for granted, whether it's with a plant or a relationship. We have to take the time and make the effort to nourish and nurture it with thoughtfulness, with care, with time and attention, whether it's with family or friends or even strangers. We practice the gift of friendship and hospitality. Even with God, we take the time and space to be aware of God in our life. This psalm talks about meditating day and night, and sometimes people want to say, well, I don't know how to meditate. I'm going, yes, we do. Do you know how to worry? Do you know how to worry? If you know how to worry, then you know how to meditate. The idea, though, that the difference is that when we're worrying, we're thinking about the problem. The difference is that now we're focusing, instead of focusing on what's wrong, we focus on God's presence. Mm-hmm. Presence in our lives and presence even in the situation that we're facing. The image of a tree suggests that we need to think long term instead of short term. Usually it takes years, not days, for a tree to grow, to become strong, to become fruitful. Maybe some people decided to make a New Year's resolution to get in better shape, to lose some weight, to exercise more. But if we measure our progress every day, we might get discouraged. But if we monitor our progress over weeks, over months, over a year, we see the progress. And the same thing for our spirits. Maybe we made a New Year's resolution to read the Bible more, to study the Scripture, to spend more time in prayer. And here we are, February 13th, and we're not experiencing the joy and the stability and the fruitfulness that we would like. Stay with it. Stay with it. It's been said we overestimate what we can do in a week and underestimate what we can do in a year. If we stay true with our spirits, if we are truly teachable and saturate our hearts and mind with God's Word, we'll look back in a year and we will be amazed at how God has renewed our mind, renewed our heart, renewed our faith. In the scripture reading, did you hear that word delight in that psalm? The Hebrew word translated as law is actually instruction. That's its primary meaning. In athletics, in music, in gardening, cooking, whatever you want to choose, most of the time we want to get better at what we're doing. And that takes some instruction. That takes practice. That takes effort. We have fun when we're doing it. I remember when I learned how to read in first grade and Dick and Jane, and I was telling the Bible study, I couldn't wait till the next day. I wanted to know what's going to happen next. What's going to happen? Where's Sally? And all the other things that are happening as you discover these new words and these new adventures, and you get excited about learning. We enjoy our success. We're excited to learn. Same thing when we become a parent. How can I be a better parent? How can I be a better spouse or a friend? If you love these people, why would you not want to be better at it? To learn how to please them, share in the things and the activities that they enjoy and spending that time with them. You think about weddings, and a wedding is not a marriage. Can you imagine you're going to participate in the ceremony and then you're never going to go to the honeymoon? Going to never go live together, never going to spend time together. You're going to seal it with a kiss and then you go out the door and go your separate ways and never see each other again. What's the point? What's the point? Why would you not want to spend time with the people who love you and with people who care about you? It's not always easy. Sometimes it takes work. As you know, February is African American History Month, and some of you may know this quote from Mary Bethune. There are surface nuggets to be gathered, but the best of the gold is underneath, and it takes time and labor to secure it. Whether our Christmas trees are in a box or in the attic or have already been picked up by Recycle, we know that they are not thriving. They are either fake or they're dead. And unfortunately, if we're not careful, the same thing can happen in our relationships. We celebrate Christmas not because of trees, but because of the connection God chose to make with us through the gift of His Son. God makes contact with us through Jesus, through His Spirit, through His Word, and through others. Our family, our friends are gifts from God. Are we neglecting them? When we neglect our relationship with God, with Jesus, with the Word, and with others, we end up neglecting ourselves. We may think we are indulging ourselves, but we wither and die. We are made to be connected. Remember the creation story? It's not good for man to be alone. But during the pandemic, we've been watching a lot of movies. A tremendous amount of movies. Who knew there were so many movies? And we've been watching them over and over. 55 movies, and we've seen them 55 times. And mostly, they're superhero movies. Sometimes it's about regular people, but almost always it's about people who are fighting against evil. And through upheaval and adversity and adventure, they give of themselves in service to others. No path is perfect. Each person is stretched to the limit to meet the needs that are before them. In Scripture, one superhero image of faith is trees. In Psalm 1, a life fueled by God's Word is as fruitful and as prosperous and as resilient as a tree planted by streams of water. In Jeremiah, a person who trusts in the power of the Lord is like a tree planted by water, with roots growing deep into a steady source of hydration. The tree is not afraid when heat comes. Its leaves remain alive. This tree is not anxious when a drought arrives. It remains fruitful. Jesus died on a cross, and sometimes it's described poetically as crucified on a tree, becoming a symbol of God's choice to transform the power of our sin and death into new life. Revelation paints a picture of heaven in which the tree of life flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb, and its leaves are intended for the healing of the nations. The image of a tree calls us to grow deep roots in God's grace and stretch the limbs of our lives wide and far in love for our neighbor. We are called to be like trees, to give witness about the power, healing, and hope of God's love and grace. Like a tree, we are growing into this calling and channeling the power of God's love into our world. I opened with a rap. I want to close with some facts. The tallest tree on the planet is a sequoia. Probably Chris can tell you all about them. They're in California, also known as redwoods. The tallest one is 380 feet tall. I think its name is Hyperion. But here's the deal about the redwoods. Here's the deal. Redwoods are created to be able to withstand powerful winds, powerful floods, by extending their roots outward up to 100 feet wide from the trunk and living in groves where their roots can intertwine. A redwood cannot grow to be the tallest tree alone. It is strengthened by the trees of others. Whether it's Christmas, Valentine's, the Christian life is celebrated and sustained every day by our connection with God and with one another. That's the blessing that comes from the Lord. That's the blessing that comes to us when we give ourselves to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.